the 98 Rock Morning Show.
Yeah, that's us. And yesterday, Justin finally took care of something that has been nagging him for quite some time.
Decades, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yep. I first noticed this big, large lump directly next to my left testicle. That's testicle, Josh.
I almost spit out my coffee.
Time
Sorry.
To, for you to take a big swig of that coffee. If you remember years ago in the old, old studio, we had our friend Dr. Sandy Siegel, Chesapeake Urology, take a look at it. He was the first time I ever had a doc look at this lump. And he said, oh, you got yourself a fatty lipoma. Hey, Hannah, if you look directly to your left, you're going to see a nice big white envelope right there. Why don't you hand that to me?
Well, right. Fatty lipoma isn't in there.
It's not.
It's a flat white envelope.
It's not. It is what it is. It's a photo of it up close, nice and juicy.
That really did stick out, didn't it?
It did. Josh, would you care to see the air?
Okay. No, it's fine. It's just a...
Oh, wow.
That's it right there.
Now, was that hard or soft?
It was soft to the touch, but there was a core to it that you could press in and like, it stings a little bit. So I talked to some folks around the area. They said there was nobody better to go to than Dr. Beverly Fisher, you angel of mercy. When I eventually do my transition, she's going to be the one to fit me for a luscious set of C-cups. Her entire staff is delightful. They were very kind. They put my little whiny, bitchy self at ease, saying, Justin, you're not going to die. Quit crying in front of all of our other patients. Now, Hannah, before I continue... I need you to do something for me, Hannah. Can you do that?
Yeah, sure.
I need you to go into the fridge.
No.
Top shelf.
No. You put it
off to the left.
No.
You're going to find a styrofoam bowl.
No.
I'm going to need you to bring everything in here with you, please. Thank you.
I mean, yes. I'm pumped, Hannah. But...
Oh, it's weird. It's almost like our texters don't know what the they're talking about sometimes.
No, I was on board with the texters. I thought you weren't allowed to take hazmat biological materials.
Yeah, I had someone with multiple MDs tell me that texter didn't know what the they were talking about and said, hey, what do you want? I said, you know what I want. And they began to perform the procedure. They laid me on a table. Oh, Hannah looks disturbed. Oh, my God. I brought you a little something, Scotty.
Keep talking. I don't want to look at it.
They laid me on a table. You know what they brought me, by the way? Thank you.
Why is there a spoon in there?
Just for you to fidget around with it. Dr. Beverly Fisher's team, they provided me with a pre-warmed weighted blanket.
Ooh.
I laid on the table, basically my C&Bs swinging in the wind, except for my paper panties. I had to position my leg in a very particular way. They gave me this gas. I don't know the name of the gas, but they handed me the tube and they said, whenever you start feeling any discomfort, start sucking. They looked at me, Josh, and they said, start sucking.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I put this thing in my mouth, and brother, I started sucking before they even put the needle in me to numb the area.
What was it?
It was this gas that begins with a P, and I can't remember the name of it, but...
Propofol?
It's, I don't think it's propofol, but whatever
I had propofol
it is,
before.
Is amazing. And I got sucking. And... the secrets of the universe were unlocked to me. Everyone was my best friend, and I felt no pain. A couple of pokes from a needle. They numbed the area. They did all the stuff you see like Dr. Sandra Lee doing, Dr. Pimple Popper. They kind of, what do they call it? Not, they irrigated the area by the looks of it and all that. I felt some juice running down my crotchel. And then they proceeded to slice. And as they sliced and they tugged and they pulled, it was definitely a fatty lipoma. One of the doctors looks at the other, Dr. Beverly Fisher, and she goes, wow, there's way in more here. There's way more in here than we thought. And they started cutting, slurping, slicing. I'm feeling meat getting pulled out of there.
Oh.
And they pulled out this thigh booger that was way bigger than I thought it was. And they said I could keep it. And you'll see in the bowl next to you in a little medical jar, I brought you the fatty lipoma removed courtesy of the Angels of Mercy at Dr. Beverly Fisher. I went to their office because Jesus came to me in a dream and said, go to them, my son. Go to them.
You want to see it, Speed?
No, thank you.
It just looks like a big lump of fat.
No, thank you. That's...
Why don't you pour it onto the bowl?
Oh, come on.
That's why I brought the bowl.
Am I allowed to do that?
You have my permission, my son. I don't know if we can or not. It's definitely biological material, but it's nothing infectious. It's nothing grotesque.
Why don't you put some pea soup in there and then feed it to somebody?
I thought about using it for a game of Can You Last 30 Seconds? Or us having to roll the dice and we have four breakfast sandwiches, one of which has a fatty lipoma on it. Hannah looks like someone just showed her a picture of her dad's own penis.
God, it's bigger than I thought.
Yes, it is. There you go. Look at that thing. They carved that out of my meat.
Why am I doing this?
Smell it.
It doesn't smell like
smell that. The lipoma. Oh, Josh, they held this thing up in the air. It was about that long.
Jeez.
About that fat. And they had to scoop a bunch out of there.
Now, you feel better now?
I feel like it's smaller. When I put my hand over there, all I feel is the bandage and the suture. Very small, very...
Oh, God, where are we at? Livewire, you want
Livewire, zoom in.
This one over here. Three.
Yeah, zoom in on camera three. Hannah, how's that treating you?
Zoom in on that.
That is so much.
Yeah, they pulled that out of my thighs.
Kind of unsettling.
It's bigger than they thought it was.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, the team at Dr. Beverly Fisher, plastic surgeon. If you're trying to become a man or trying to become a woman or just trying to get something sucked out of your thighs or maybe get your boobs tightened up your face, they are the sweetest group of people. They're talking to me the whole time, talking about the show. I was doing a whole routine for them. I was so up on this gas. Oh, I was doing a whole show. I was probably getting on the nerves, but I was having a great time. It was also the gas like boron that makes your voice deep.
Oh.
So for like 45 minutes, I got to sound like a man.
So I'm in there sounding like this. Yes. Hi, it's Josh Spiegel with News and Comment.
And it's pain to relieve pain?
It's pressure in the area because it was getting larger over the years and it would have continued to grow.
No, but the gas was for just to make
The gas was for pain. Yes. The gas was just... Don't feel nothing. And then they'd go back in. So if I started feeling any pressure, like on a scale of 1 to 10, I think the worst pain I felt was about a 2.
Hey, and it wasn't like piercing pain. It's more just tugging. And
tugging. Like
ripping. I've had a few things. I had something removed on my arm one time and one on my back. Ooh. And yeah, it's a weird sensation where you can't really feel it because it's numb, but yet you can feel them like dislodging stuff from your body. And you're like, oh!
I'm
happy it's gone. Can I see the area?
Do we keep the fatty lipoma for the time machine trivia payoff?
What?
Maybe a nice breakfast sandwich.
No, that's cannibalism. That's illegal.
I'm not going to eat it. All right, here, I'll show you the area.
Take your pants off.
Yeah, Livewire, Hannah, go frost the window if you wouldn't mind, please.
You got underwear on?
I got underwear on.
Yeah, still, you're fine.
I'm going to pull my stuff out a little bit. I'll make sure the boxers are buttoned.
Purple underwear.
Pony, go Ravens. So the pony doesn't come flying out of the barn door. All right, here we go. Justine, do what you need to do. So there is...
That's far up there, man.
Yeah, that is... Look at that.
Oh, that is right next door.
They say when this thing comes off, I'm going to curse God's name.
Yeah,
this
a lot stuff. Of pubes caught on that. Yeah. Oh, what is that? It's a weird, like, foamy bandage. Oh, is it a type
twin?
Bandage?
You want to touch it? Come on up.
Is it a twin?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like foamy.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that. I can see one of your testicles.
Sorry about that.
Mr. Potato Head?
Yeah, exactly. That's its nickname. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
good for you, buddy. I'm happy. Job.
Thank you. It's finally gone. I got this freakish lump removed from my body.
Can I ask a question about financials?
Thank you, Dr. Beverly Fisher.
Yeah, please.
Like, this isn't covered by insurance, is it?
No, it's a cosmetic
it's
procedure.
It's like an elective cosmetic.
Man, did their entire team work with me. I tell you what, it would have cost me money to not get it done. Such a sweet good staff over there. Yeah, and I got to tell you, bedside manners, big to me. I've bounced on doctors, dentists, even barbers before. Man, it was like a spa day in there. They were so nice to me. And they let me keep all that. So, Hannah, why don't you go ahead and fish that thing back into the container. Let's save that for something. I feel like there's a couple of uses for that lipoma. Hungry Rick.
Coming up, the feds indict former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh. Details next on Josh Spiegel News.
Hey, Kirk and Marianne, Wednesday, 3 to 8. WWE's coming. We got your ticks at 6 o'clock. And there was a firearms instructor in North Carolina accidentally shot himself.